This feels like a news conference with all these mics in face. All right. I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about what our part is, and are we doing our part, or are we distinguishing ourselves from what we're doing here? Okay? And distinguish is very close to extinguish. So I just wanted to start by putting in a, giving you a panorama of what we're doing here, okay? And what we're doing here is real simple, okay? And by being here, I mean being in the body. Everybody's wearing the same thing. You are wearing a human body, and there's a purpose to this, okay? And it's been here forever, okay? Minus, I guess, the first time that you took on embodiment. We took on embodiment really out of God's kindness and mercy and pleasure to show us a part of His creation. This is a part of His creation, the earth, the planet, etc. Okay. And then, because God has given us free will, we started to exercise that free will, and we started to identify with the things of the world. We started to identify with thoughts, with emotions, with a material focus, with things of the senses. Okay, and we started to create things away from God. We started to create thoughts, we started to create emotions, etc., that were other than God-filled. Because what emotion was originally was it was the motion of the energy of spirit, emotion, okay? And that tidal rush of charge of frequency was God's energy moving through us, okay? And we began, through the exercise of our free will, we began to pollute it, as it were, and we started having emotions of pain, hurt, fear, that sort of thing, okay? And of course, they all have to do with attachments, all right? So, minus that original embodiment, before we started to do that, before we started to create karma, okay, we were here just to experience this aspect of creation, all right? And what we did was we started to attach ourselves to various parts of this creation through word, through deed, through our emotions, etc. And we have a whole bunch of what's called karma. Okay, and karma isn't good or bad, despite what's taught. It just is. Karma is. Okay, I don't teach karma, I teach God's grace. But just to very simply tell you what karma is, it's anything other than being focused on the Lord God. There are three kinds of karma. Well, actually four, but I don't include that because that's the only kind of karma that counts. That's the original karma. The original karma was when you were created as a soul by the Lord God. It says we're created in His image. Now, we don't look like God, you know, etc. But we're created in His image means we're created out of the same material, as it were, as He is. And that's the Holy Spirit, or the sound card. So we're of the same spirit as the Lord God. So we're created in His image. Okay. And we have forgotten that. We've forgotten who we are. Okay, and each embodiment, as we attach to things, as we identify with things, what do? We start to pull ourselves and set ourselves apart from what we're a part of. We're all a part of God. We're all one. You know, it looks like you're sitting here, I'm sitting there, you're in this city, I'm in that city, you're male, you're female, your color of skin is this, your nationality is this, you're that. Okay, and that's how the ego works. But we're all what? We're all in the oneness of the Holy Spirit, or in the sound card. Okay? We're all a part of that. Okay? But we've forgotten who we are. And so we come here, and we have the opportunity, if we take initiation into the sound card, to remember, to become again a member of the body of God or of Christ, Okay, and we learn to go inside where God is. We don't need a building, we don't need a clergy, we don't need anything other than to be given the keys, okay, through initiation. And God, in His kindness and His mercy, He makes sure that there's always at least one warden in the prison of matter who does the crazy thing. He says, hey, I have the keys to the prison. If you wish, I'll give you the keys. And that, of course, is initiation and the keys to the different levels on which the soul lives in the inner worlds. The sound current. So the soul starts to wake up and know itself. Okay? Now, if you take a look at the big history of mankind, as it were, every soul is going to do that. Some souls have already finished. Most have not. Okay? And the earth serves the purpose of, this is the place where souls get this incredible opportunity. Okay? All right, so let's take a look at the opportunity. What's the opportunity? Okay. Well, the opportunity is to know yourself as soul, as spirit. Know how to go inside yourself and go into the soul body and there be with God. Because you worship God in the spirit. Okay, remember, we're created in His image. So it's the same spirit. We're of the same spirit, which is the sound current. Okay, so when Jesus the Christ said, hey, I'm the Word made manifest, He wasn't saying, oh man, look at me. You know, I just won American Idol. He wasn't saying that. Okay? What He was saying was, I am the sound current. Okay? I am the Holy Spirit in manifestation. Okay? And God, in His kindness and in His mercy, He put on a body, and He always puts on a body, just so souls can relate to God. Because it's such a big, abstract, amorphous thing, we can't really relate. But we can relate to God in a body. Okay, so God makes sure that there's always at least one warden who'll give you the keys if you ask, to this prison of matter. Okay, now, that's the movement of every soul. Doesn't matter what religion you profess, doesn't matter what your nationality is, doesn't even matter if you don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. I have zero beliefs about God. Okay. But through His grace, I've been able to come to know Him directly. And I've been able to love Him, know Him, and recognize Him and I as one and the same. I fought it for many years. Not supposed to happen. That's arrogance. That's hubris. All kinds of stuff. Okay? Until one day Spirit sat me down and set me really straight, you know? It said, who are you not to be? And I thought, wow, you got me. And I had lots of reasons, you know? Lots of reasons why I couldn't possibly be Spirit. I couldn't possibly be and know and have the honor of being at God while I'm in the body. You know, I'm legally blind without my glasses. By the way, thank you God for that one. Kept me out of the war in Vietnam. Okay. That was one. Sometimes I drive too fast. Sometimes I eat too little. Sometimes I eat too much. Sometimes I eat too fast. Sometimes I forget to eat. Sometimes I don't want to get dressed. Sometimes I don't want to bother putting on my clothes. Sometimes, etc., 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 etc. I ain't perfect on this level. And the Spirit set me straight. And it said, you know, That's not the point. You don't have to be perfect on this level. And I thought, okay, why not? And then I got to see, because I'm not inheriting this level. I'm not going to inherit this level. I ain't going to wind up here. I have no desire to keep reincarnating, winding up here. Okay, I'm not going to. Okay, and sooner or later, there's a divine plan in each one of us, in our soul. And if you want to call it the Christos that's within us, you can call it that. If you want to call it the divine plan put in there by the divine architect, you can call it that. Okay, but there is a blueprint within us. And that blueprint is what I just shared, that each soul is going home to God. It's going to wind up where it began. Okay, and we started this satsang by chanting the Yud. H-U, which is an old Sanskrit name for God. Okay, and it's actually the frequency of God's first manifestation. Okay, so that's who we are. We're you, mans. We're God in manifestation. So the Christ, I hate to tell you something, but he was just saying it like it was and like it is, and he and will always be, and he wasn't bragging, because God in manifestation is you, and we're you, mans, okay? But the difference between the Christ and between us is that he remembered who he is, and we've forgotten, okay? But then, guess what that guy did? That guy had the audacity, the unmitigated gall to say that which is in me is in you too. And more so, you mean I can't worship you and say, oh, okay, I'll believe in you and that'll do the trick? Doesn't do the trick, doesn't do any trick. It's in you. You're responsible, but I don't want to be responsible. Sorry, that's the way it is. We're responsible, okay? But how can you do this to me? I'm only human. Now you see, you're spelling that with a small h. And I'm telling you, I'm the Word made manifest. I'm the sound current. I'm God made manifest. And you know what? So are you. So don't play this game of I'm above you and you're just a mere human and you're below me. Uh-uh. Okay, so then we get the Christed consciousness put into each soul when the Christ Jesus left the body. All right. The Christ consciousness, what's that? How could I have the Christ consciousness? That's only for Jesus. Wait a second now. Are you making a liar out of Jesus? You're saying this guy didn't know what he was saying. He said, that which is in me is in you too. Oh, you mean it's in me? Si, senor, it's in me. Wait a second now. Wait a second now. I didn't ask for it. Oh, you asked for it. You took on human form. So, you're human. That's the whole point. Yeah, but I don't want to be. But you are. But wait a second now. I have to come to know myself as spirit, as soul, when there are so many distractions. I have to go in side of me and into the soul body? That's right. But wait a second. Karma does just the opposite. It pushes me down and out into the world. And I get all attached. And I'm run by my emotions. I'm run by my thoughts. I'm run by other people, stuff, etc., etc. And I get all involved and all entangled. I love that stuff. Yeah, but that ain't you. But you see, that was my demonstration. What do you mean, Jesus? That you think I was on the cross for nothing? I mean, I didn't get paid, so in that sense it was for nothing. But, hey, what do you think the crucifixion is? That's the crucifixion. You're caught in time and space. In other words, identification with the things of the ego, your feelings, your thoughts, your hurt, your pain, etc., all causes separation. And the trick is to go into the resurrected body or the soul body and be with God. That's the demonstration. It's a spiritual reality. You mean the virgin birth isn't a Christian thing? No, I tell you. Christianity is not a virgin when it comes to the virgin birth. Because it's been here forever. It's a spiritual reality. It has to do with the soul and spirit coming together within you through the process of initiation and giving birth to the Christ within, to your alignment with God's will. Your will and God's will are one and the same. That's the Christed consciousness. And we're told it's our responsibility. We're told, don't worship me. In other words, don't slough it off and say, well, that's only someone like a Jesus can do it. Well, no, that's not what he said. He said, everyone can do it. Okay? So that's what we're all a part of. We're all a part of this alignment process of our will and God's will. Okay? And I don't care what Christ you want to use, because there's always been a Christ on this planet. It's a spiritual office. Okay? Jesus happened to be one bringing forth a particular dispensation, a particular demonstration of it. Okay? I don't even know where they got Christianity from. That's man stuff. It has nothing to do with what he was here for. There have been Christ of all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of religions. Okay? And Jesus the Christ was not the first Jewish Christ. Okay? But there have been many. There's always one. Okay? But Jesus then put it back on us. Okay? It's our responsibility. So this is what we're a part of. We're part of knowing ourselves as soul. We're part of knowing ourselves as spirit and of living in the oneness. Okay? So the question in the satsang is, are you living this part or are you living a part? Okay? And how do we separate ourselves from God? Easily, readily, and happily. Okay? To the false self. See, and we'd all love this and enjoy it if there weren't something inside of us that's real smart and that knows what's going on. And that's the spirit we are. And God won't be mocked. And the spirit inside of us is not going to be mocked and is not mocked. So you can't fool yourselves. A lot of you try, but you can't fool yourself. Okay. Now, I once went to the a funeral of a rather wealthy woman. She was rather nasty. In her dealings with people, etc., with all sorts of justification because of her background to act accordingly. And she really thought, you know, hey, she had every right to be that way, every right to treat people like that, and it was perfectly fine. Okay? And I went to her service, etc., and I saw what happened with that particular soul. She was, like any soul, the soul that isn't working with a sound current teacher, that soul was under what's called the jurisdiction of the Lords of Karma. Okay, and she got taken to the place in the inner worlds, by the way, which is called the Satanel, and that's where this incredible confusion comes with Satan, but it has nothing to do with Satan. Okay? And there she got to see what she had created this lifetime. And if a soul could be in shock, this soul was in shock. She thought she had no responsibility. To the last farthing, she will need to pay every single karmic debt that she created. Thinking she's not responsible, that doesn't help. That doesn't matter. Did she get her learning? Oh yeah, she got her learning. Was it too late? No, too late maybe for that particular lifetime. But hey, that body was just a short blip in time. She's a soul, and that soul had its learning, and it'll be back, and it'll be responsible. It got to see what it had created. It wasn't pretty, but it was responsible for it. See, and I thought, wow, this is really interesting, you know? And I also remember going to her husband's funeral and the service, etc. And apparently this guy did something extraordinary for his religious group or so, and the clergy people praised this guy and assured everybody in the congregation that this guy was going to heaven. And I thought, well, all right, let me take a look. Well, all right. And I thought, well, you know, they nailed it. That soul really is in heaven, except it's not the true heaven. It's in the inner worlds, in the lower inner worlds, where it was still subject to karma and reincarnation. Oh, well, this is really interesting. You mean he fooled all those people because he had a lot of money? And they thought, entrance into heaven? Oh my God, that's really something, huh? Well, welcome to the human race. Because that's what we do. We think money's going to exempt us, or we think our background or whatever reasons we have, we're exempt from being responsible. And we're not spiritually. No one is exempt, or we're all responsible, because we're all here to be in alignment with the Christ. Okay? So let's take a look at this responsibility. And by responsibility, I don't want to convey this ominous, heavy duty thing. Not at all. It just means being in alignment and responding to the spirit that you are. Okay? And when do you feel better? When you're being true to the spirit you are, or when you're all mired in your anger and hurt and pain and separation? Okay? So you also feel better when you're practicing responsibility and the joy of responsibility. Okay, so let's take a look. Okay, you're setting yourself apart, and isn't it interesting that karma is action away from God that creates separation from the spirit you are? So if you're creating karma, you're separating yourself from God. Okay, so how do you do that? Well, once again, easily, readily, and willingly, according to the lower self. All right? And we attach and believe our hurt, our negativity, our anger. This person treated me X, Y, and Z, and they should have treated me another way. Oh, yeah? Why? You know? Or somebody the other day said, well, you know, this relative of mine is really sick. Will they be all right? And my response was, why? Why do you want them to be all right? Meaning back to physical health, when that might be the very least thing. Okay, that if there's learning to be had, take advantage of whatever the situation is, and the soul needs to complete and get that learning. Otherwise, it still is involved with the karma it's created and still must come again and get its learning. Okay? So it may be appropriate for the body to be healed. It may not be. Okay? But why don't you leave that to God? Okay? Or if somebody's treated you X, Y, and Z, how do you know what your karma is inside? or what the real thing is going on? How do you know? So when you say you were mistreated, oh yeah, according to whom? According to whom? And I'm not saying you should be mean, nasty, and ornery, you know? Although maybe I've been accused of being all of that, I don't know. But I'm not suggesting that, okay? But what I am suggesting is watch the judgments, watch the shooting on yourself. This person should have treated me like this. X, Y, and Z should have happened. Because everything is karmically correct. Everything happens exactly as is needed. Nothing else happens other than what is karmically correct. Okay, so when we have judgments, when we enter into judgments, when we enter into should-haves, when we enter into hurt and anger and pain, we're creating separation. We're setting ourselves apart. Okay, when we have false identification, okay, when we identify with our, oh, people say this all the time to me, well, you know, I'm 65 and I'm getting older and blah, 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 so I better hurry up and do X, Y, and Z. Well, yeah, good, yeah, you better really hurry, because you know why? That part of you is going into the ground. It's going into the ground, and if you think that's you, be my guest. You want to be stupid? You belong in the ground. Enjoy. Okay? But you see, that person is not enjoying. Because that little part inside of themselves, the spirit knows, wait a second, I'm soul, I'm spirit. This is the container. This is my container for that. This is the housing, and I'm busy identifying with the house. Okay. By the way, how many of you have two arms? Or even one? All of you have it? Okay. Do you walk around saying, oh, I'm an arm? I didn't say, do you walk arm? And I was saying, this is who I am. I'm an arm. You don't do that, okay? But that's what our consciousness does when we identify with the body and with our thoughts and with our feelings. And we identify with the housing. Okay, so anytime we're doing that, we're setting ourselves apart. Anytime we do, I'm better than, or this is what I hear a lot also. Oh, I do a lot of service and that person does very little, or does... We're separating ourselves. We're making ourselves better than. But how can you be better than God? Because it's the same spirit in you as in the other person, as in me. I get such a kick. They're usually men who have, and they're obviously always all Americans, because I guess how we work things, etc. But they have a hard time with the concept of a spiritual teacher, because they actually think that places them below the teacher. Well, they should wait. They should just walk one day in these shoes, and they'd learn that really well, okay, that isn't so. But that's what we do, okay, and we do the same thing with God. God's up there, so he's up in the sky, and we're down here, we're these mere mortals, you know, but that's not what God said we are. That's not what the Christ teaches us. That's not who we are, okay. So when we do, oh, I'm just human, we've separated ourselves. Okay, when we don't share all that we are, whether it's your pain, whether it's your hurt, whether it's your fear, whether it's your gift, a gift you may have, you know. I tell the story of being very, very angry when I heard one of my students sing. I was furious. I could have punched a hole in the wall. I was so very angry that I didn't know what to do. And why was I angry? Really simple. Because that person who was singing identified with her fears about singing, or whatever it is, performance anxiety or inadequacy, whatever it is, and had deprived us for many, many, many years of the gift of her voice. She had a beautiful voice.
and she hadn't shared it. So she identified with the negativity in her. That was separation. And in the process, it caused us to miss out on a wonderful gift. Okay, so when we separate internally inside ourselves, we're also separating from all of mankind. On whatever level. If we're identified with ourselves other than spirit, in terms of our, look what happens when people identify with the country they're born in or live in, etc. Look what happens when they identify with their race, their religion, their whatever it is. It's all false identity. Okay? Not that you can't enjoy it, but that's not who you are. You know? Remember, the real test of, is this really true, is, can I take it with me to God? You know? I mean, I've never seen a Jewish soul, even though I've eaten lots of Jewish delicatessens, but there's no Jewish soul. There's no Christian soul. There's no Buddhist soul. They wouldn't actually say you had one, but there's no Jain soul. You know, there's no atheist soul. Does that prove it? And, okay, and there's no German soul. There's no American soul. There's no male soul. There's no female soul. There's nothing like that. It's just soul. They all look alike. They all are alike. And they're all made of the same thing, which is the Holy Spirit or the sound current. Another way we separate ourselves is when we don't acknowledge the power that we have and that we are. So somebody the other day was sort of caught in a little bind, and they wrote me and they said, "Oh, I'll let you know when the situation changes." I thought, "Oh, no, I'll be long gone." You know, and you may be too, before the situation changes, if you're just going to sit there and pretend you're powerless. Okay? There's co-creating with God, putting things in the light, working to create what you want, etc. It's going to happen anyway. You're living proof. You're all at the effects of the karma you put in motion in the past. So you're living proof of how powerful you are. But why not work it positively? You know, why not work it positively? So when we play this, oh, I'm only human and I've got no power and I've got no ability, okay, that's separation. Okay, and we know that the power is in surrender, to surrender to the spirit that we are. It's not in power over anyone or any country or any group of people or any nationality or any race, religion, or anything else like that, but it's the power in surrender. Okay, and that's what's crucial. Okay, that's what's crucial. Okay? Okay, and I'm always struck by competitiveness and people's competitiveness, because we all come from the same place, we're all going to wind up in the same place. There's guaranteed equality of results. So what is there to compete? And if I compete against you, then what am I doing? I'm going against the spirit that's in me too. I've just set myself apart. And I know that's a big thing in the marketplace and branding and all these kinds of things. You want to distinguish yourself, you know? You want to be different from. Okay, but that's just a marketing ploy. Okay, no one's different. I've never seen anybody different from anybody else. Okay, in terms of as a soul and what they're here to do. Okay, and yet I've seen so many variations within that. Souls have different karma on different levels, personalities, they express differently, they have different gifts, etc. So all those are beautiful variations, but overall, it's all the same, and we're all the same. Okay? So each moment that we separate ourselves from the truth, that we are spirit, that we're responsible, that we are powerful, that God is within, and we enter and attach into hurt, pain, the shoulds, the negativity, then we are setting ourselves apart, apart from the divine architect's plan. Okay? Now I just want to say in closing that obviously you're not expected to be remembering all the time, because if you could do that, you'd be God's first mistake. There'd be no need for you to come into a body. So you can't hold that frequency of remembering who you are, of being with God, while you're in the body. And that's why you're in the body, to get the opportunity to start to enter inside, go inside, and start to know God, start to surrender all those creations of yours, and just to start to allow the movement of your consciousness towards God. Because that's what it's about. It's all about your consciousness. And it's God consciousness or soul consciousness, whatever you want to call it. And it's within. And God in His kindness and in His mercy, He makes sure that someone always has the keys to give you and say, hey, this is, and to teach you, hey, this is how you do it. This is how you go inside and go into the soul body and allow the light to start working and the gauze of karma to just be taken from you so that you can stand before God. Which means that frequency within you, which is God, you can hold that frequency. And then eventually, as a soul, you return to eternal life. You're not subject to karma and reincarnation anymore. And you've entered into eternal life. Okay? Now, I wish it were as easy for people as what I saw at another funeral. I think it was a Jamaican funeral, and the priest, he just pounded the hell out of the coffin. I thought, wow, that's interesting. I was worried that he'd split the wood, you know, he just smashed away at it. Okay, so afterwards I asked, hey, what was that about? You know? Oh, that's an old Jamaican tradition. I thought, oh, well, what's the tradition? I don't know if it was a religious tradition or from the country. Well, that's because he wanted to make sure. See, he's such a good guy. This father was such a good guy that he wanted to make sure that when that body got to Jesus, it would be awake. So he pounded on the coffin and on the coffin to make sure it would be awake. And I thought, oh, man, I'll take that any day, too. The journey of a soul, okay? But I won't take it any day, because the journey of a soul is precious, and yeah, it's a longer time frame, and it's all about waking up to God and being able to withstand and hold that frequency, okay? Because they're all, the soul lives on many levels, and each of those levels or vibratory frequencies needs to be awake on, it needs to be able to hold and or contain that frequency, okay? So that eventually, as a soul, you come before the Father, okay? And you can just be with the Father. What happens when you enter into eternal life? Well, that's what you do. You coexist with the Father and you sit in adoration of the Lord God. And you're not subject to karma and reincarnation. Okay? So that's the plan. God wants His kids home. You know? I mean, as a parent, someone who had a kid off in to college, and he came home, what was it, about once in the 4 years? I think once in 4 years. And I know the yearning of just wanting him to come home. Okay? So you can imagine how God, in a sense, feels for, wants his kids home. He wants his kids home. Okay, and really, we're a cell in his body. Okay, so our focus is to wake up and be the light that we are. And there's a way here to do that, through initiation into the sound card. It's an absolute way to do that. It's been here forever. Okay, it's actually the true teachings that the Christ taught. And every Christ has taught that. Okay, regardless of their religion or anything that they profess to. Okay, so we have this way of being a part of things, a part of the wave, a part of this flow. And that's the flow. And it's inherent within us. And we either are a part of that, or we set ourselves apart. If we set ourselves apart, then we're in opposition to it. Okay? And if we're in opposition to it, okay, two things will happen. We'll be miserable while we're in opposition, and we'll be completely supported by this world, because the world, this planet, is the most negatively charged place. Not bad, not terrible, but in terms of charge, okay? So you'll get all the strengthening you want. And you could use it one of two ways. You can use it to strengthen the negativity, or, as it was intended, use the negativity to strengthen your resolve to go to spirit and to be the spirit that you are. Okay, so you want to watch your creations. You know how to release them. You go to God, tell God to take them, tell yourself to let them go. Anything that separates you from the spirit you are, release it. Know that you're responsible for it. Okay? Watch what you attach to and insist upon. You know, if I have a thought and a feeling, that's fine. Okay? But if I persist in it, that's when I start creating karma. Okay? Anger, hurt, pain, all that kind of stuff. That sets me apart from that, from the divine flow, from my inherent godliness. Okay? Well, you know how painful it is if I'm separate from myself? That's crazy. See? And the crazy thing about it is we don't recognize it as crazy because it passes for normal. But it's crazy. So each and every moment is a nice opportunity. It's a very nice opportunity to be in alignment, be in the Christed consciousness, even if you don't know what spirit is or Christ is or anything like that. It's a nice opportunity to drop the negativity, drop the hurt, drop the anger, surrender your agenda. Surrender your agenda. Okay? Because your agenda in the end is going to lose to God's agenda. It's just a question of when. Okay? And if you're insisting on your agenda, you're insisting on being a part, and you're insisting on being a member of the opposition. And what are you opposing? You're not opposing the teacher. You're opposing the spirit you are. God's going to love you, the Christ is going to love you, the teacher's going to love you no matter what. But you're not going to fool yourself, and you're going to be miserable. Okay, so why not feel good and just begin the surrender process right now, each and every moment? Yeah, you'll have bad days, you'll slip up, you'll insist on your negativity, you'll think you have a right to it, etc., etc. Okay, there'll be days like that, you know? Mama said there'll be days like that. There'll be days like that. Okay, and always get back into the loving, the caring, and the sharing. Okay, and it's really that simple. Okay, we're going to end with a little process I'd like to do. So, Lord God, send us your light, and we put this time together into your light for the highest good. Okay, and just inside yourself, just allow whatever comes up in your life that you've used to separate yourself out from the spirit you are. Okay, let that come up. Now give that to the Lord God. Say, Lord God, take this, whatever it is, and then the second part of that is, it's okay, whatever your name is, say your name inside yourself, to let this go, and to let this go now. Okay, it's as simple as that. Okay, so give me a few minutes and I'll come back and attempt to answer some questions.